Welcome to Real Estate Investing in the Real World podcast. The topic of this episode is
three questions to ask before you accept an offer on your property. Three absolutely critical questions it's imperative you ask any buyer before you go into contract with them. We've unfortunately seen sellers lose tens of thousands of dollars when they miss these simple yet critical questions. If you want to successfully sell your properties and secure big profits, you have to get answers to these three questions. Hi, I'm Brian Bush with Freedom Mentor, and for nearly 20 years, our team has transformed people from all across this country into highly successful real estate professionals. We've closed thousands of transactions in that time, and we've mastered identifying real buyers and honed the most critical questions you need to know before accepting any offer. As we go through these, if you have questions, text FREEDOM to 305-315-8030. Now let's dive into these three critical questions. The first question to ask before you accept an offer on your property is, has the lender reviewed the buyer's financial details? While most offers will include a pre-qualification or pre-approval letter, it's on you to read it carefully and then dig deeper. The real estate agent may have said they're a great buyer, but did their mortgage lender look at all their financials in detail? You may sign and proceed confidently because you liked the offer and they had a pre-approval, but next thing you know, 3 weeks have gone by and suddenly you learn that the buyer had an overdraft fee on their bank statement and the loan's not looking good. The lender could have checked earlier, but they didn't. And there's so many other examples like that. So while you may have a pre-qual or even a pre-approval letter, it's often remarked, those aren't worth the paper they're printed on. It does not guarantee the lender has received and reviewed the buyer's documentation, and it's not a commitment to lend. The real value in those letters is having the lender's contact information, which means you have to actually call and confirm details with the lender. Of course, you're not prying into their personal information, but you want to be sure the lender has truly reviewed the buyer's financials to ensure you don't let a less than ready and qualified buyer waste your time. And that leads to the second critical question to ask before you accept an offer on your property. And that is, can the buyer extend the closing date? Most all contracts are going to include contingencies for inspection, for diligence, for title issues, for appraisal, and for financing. And the timeframes can run from a few days all the way to the closing date. And some may even allow for an extension of the closing date. So you must read the contingent details closely to know what you're agreeing to. If your buyer's having trouble getting their loan, you don't want tied up any longer than necessary to find that out. Remember, there are more buyers in the marketplace, but if you go into contract with the wrong one and find yourself waiting for them to scramble to meet loan qualifications, you're stuck. So you need to know when the buyer's earnest money becomes non-refundable. You need to be clear when you can terminate unilaterally and that there's no language that will allow them to extend well beyond the closing without your further agreement. And that brings us to our third critical question to ask before you accept an offer on your property. And that is, will it appraise for what your buyer is offering? We are masters at this at Freedom Mentor. We evaluate this so carefully because it can waste so much of our time. You may be excited you received a high offer, but if you ask yourself, is this too high? Now, if they're paying cash, it doesn't matter. But if they're getting a loan, you have to know that the property is going to appraise. We help our apprentices on this with every single offer that comes in. The buyer's appraisal isn't going to even be done for several weeks. And while you may have made it through the inspections and titles looking good, if the property doesn't appraise, it can torpedo your deal. They can walk with their earnest money and you have nothing to show for it but frustration, confusion, and lost time. So you have to master what to look for with comparable sales and control the appraisal process to ensure this doesn't derail your deal at the last hour or cost you thousands if you're cornered into dropping your price. So those are the three critical questions to ask before you accept any offer. Miss out clarifying any of these and you stand to waste a lot of time, miss your prime sales window, and have your profits reduced significantly by extra holding costs, by low appraisal adjustments, and additional concessions for marginal buyers. Not the position you want to be in as a seller. But if you make sure you have crystal clear answers to these three major questions, you're going to be in a much better position when you sell your property. As mentors, we work with our apprentices to steer clear of all these problems and ensure we get profitable deals to the finish line quickly and with as few headaches as possible. If you want to learn more about offers, house flips, creative real estate, and so much more, you can get a free copy of How to Be a Real Estate Investor. There's so much wisdom packed in there that you can quickly benefit from, because as you can see, there are so many details to master in real estate deals. And that's why every successful investor has a mentor. If you want to master these techniques and close profitable deals consistently, whether you're just now getting started or ready to take your investing to the next level, apply to our apprentice program. If you have questions about anything we've covered today, text FREEDOM to 305-315-8030.